Welcome back to Charlie Bernhout's Jewish Soul Music Program. I'm your host, Ochana Bick, in again for Charlie, with another hour of classic Chazanut. Let's begin with Neshama Neshama by Pierre Pinchuk. Pinchuk was born in the year 1893 in Kiev. In the 1920s, he was a popular Yiddish folk singer touring all over the USSR, eventually becoming chief cantor at the Leningrad Choral Synagogue. In 1925, Pinchuk was able to leave Russia for a tour first of Europe, and then in 1926 of the United States. Remaining in the U.S., Pinchuk began recording for Victor, which offered him an exclusive recording contract in 1928. Between 1927 and 1931, he recorded more than 36 titles. Pinchuk became a U.S. citizen in 1937, and he died in the year 1971 in New York. So let's hear Neshama Neshama, sung by cantor Pierre Pinchuk, from the year 1930.
Eloyai, Neshama Neshama, Neshama Neshama, Shenusa Tobi, Yete Yoyroi, Yete Yoyroi, Neshama Neshama, Neshama Neshama, Nato. Oh, tua duce amarvi nei suoi nei suoi vi figuarim me.
Next is Ritzei, sung by none other than cantor Gershon Sirota. Sirota was born in either the year 1874 or 1877. He was born in Podolia, western Ukraine. Sirota began his career in Odessa and then moved on to the Vilna Synagogue, where he remained for 9 years. He later took the prestigious position of chief cantor at the Tomaki Street Synagogue in Warsaw. Sirota was released from the Warsaw Synagogue in 1927 and replaced by Moshe Kusevitsky due to his extensive traveling abroad. He, however, would always return home to his family in Warsaw. He was one of the few great European cantors to never accept a position in the U.S. Sirota and his family were killed in the destruction of the Warsaw Ghetto in 1943. So let's hear Ritzei, sung by cantor Gershon Sirota, in 1908. Next up is Kaddish for an Elah, sung by cantor Zevulun Kvartin. Kvartin was born in the year 1874 in Ukraine. He first officiated as a chazan in the year 1896. After spending some time in Odessa and studying the chazanut of Sulzer in Vienna, he was chazan at the synagogues in Vienna and St. Petersburg, and for 10 years at the Tabak Temple in Budapest. In 1919, Kvartin emigrated to the United States and was appointed chazan at Temple Emmanuel of Borough Park, Brooklyn. There he became known for the richness and fervor of his lyric baritone voice, which is rare among notable cantors, most of whom possess tenor voices. In 1926, he moved to Eretz Yisrael, where he conducted services and gave many concerts. 11 years later, in 1937, Kvartin returned to the U.S. and accepted a position as cantor in Newark, New Jersey. He died in 1953. So let's hear Kaddish from the Elo, sung by cantor Zevulun Kvartin. Next up, Hineni Ha'ani Mimas, sung by cantor Joseph Schlisky in 1926. Schlisky was born in Ostrowice, Poland, in the year 1894. He made his debut at Town Hall, New York, in 1919, where his voice was praised and his technique criticized by newspapers of the time. A follow-up concert in 1920 would see Schlisky receive more acclaim by critics, and the same year, he would take a 2-year contract as cantor for the Slonimer Synagogue, and then later officiate at other synagogues, including the Romanian Synagogue, Anshe Poland of Harlem, Talmud Torah Taras Marsha of the Bronx, and Congregation Shari Tfilo of Brooklyn. He recorded for the Vocalion, Emerson, Victor and Edison record companies, and he died in the year 1955. So let's hear Hineni Oni Mimas, sung by cantor Joseph Schlisky.
Oh,
And next up is Shevap Amim Atah, sung by cantor Leib Glantz in 1958. Leib Glantz was born in 1898 in Kishinev. He arrived in the U.S. in 1926, where he gave fame giving concerts and lectures. His first position in the U.S. was at Congregation Oyer Shalom in New York. He then served at Sinai Temple and Shari Tfilo, both in L.A. He composed over 200 songs in his lifetime and was notable for his research and lectures on the tradition of Chazanut. This song, Sheva Pa'amim Atah, is a compilation of seven passages from the prayer book that begin with the word Atah. They include Atah Negleiso, Atah Nitzatzto, Atah Yitzarto, Atah Kadosh, Atah Zeicher, Atah Echod, and Atah Hareis Ladas. Leib Glantz skillfully switches between them, giving each their own proper nusach. So let's hear Sheva Pa'amim Atah, sung by cantor Leib Glantz.
Oh, אתה יצרת עולמך מקדם, כילית מלאכתך ביום השביעי, ושמך הגדול והקדוש עלינו קרא. Ata kadosh, ushimcha kadosh, ukidoshim bechol yom, yehallelu chasena, ki kei melech gadol vekudosh, ata baruch ata Hashem. Agen Akadol Ata Zalcheil Mahal Ufakel Tzachak zaroy hayam 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 brachamim brachamim tizeko baroh ata Hashem. Shei Shemeha Baruch Ata Hashem Mikadesh HaShabbat Ata
Next up is Adoyin Oilam von Sulzer, sung by cantor Zevulun Kvartin. I am not aware of the exact year that this selection was recorded, however it is an earlier Kvartin. The words von Sulzer signify that this song was composed by Solomon Sulzer, the great 19th century composer of synagogue music, born in 1804 in Austria and died in 1890. So let's hear Adoin Oilum von Salzer, sung by cantor Zavel Kvartin. Next up, Ahava Rabba, sung by cantor Avraham Ranani. Ranani was born in Poland in the year 1911. At an early age, Ranani immigrated to Israel with his entire family. There he studied diligently under cantor Shapochnik, who officiated at the largest synagogue in Tel Aviv at the time. Soon he began to study music at the Bet Leviim Conservatory, and later he would enroll at the Vienna Conservatory of Music in Vienna. Because of the Nazi threat, he was forced to return to Israel in 1938. Soon after the Israeli War of Independence, Ranani would visit the United States. After initial success in the United States, Ranani returned to Israel for a series of concerts. Ranani passed away in the year 2001. So let's hear Ahava Rabba, sung by cantor Avraham Ranani.
Oh,
Next up, Shema Kuleinu from the Mincha Prayer, sung by cantor Leibla Waldman. Waldman was born in New York in the year 1907 and is considered to be one of the few great American-born cantors. Leibla Waldman passed away in the year 1969, so let's hear Shema Kuleinu from the Mincha Prayer, sung by cantor Leibla Waldman. Thank you.
Rachim Olenu Chos Verachim Olenu Verachim Verachim Olenu Rachim Olenu Bikabel Berachamim 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 Uderuotzoin Es Tifi Yelo Vosevelenu Bikabel Berachamim Berachamim Avrovotzoin Berachamim Uverovotzoin
Sachanu onimuoto. Shemeyate filis besachanu onim uoto. Ki atol shoy
כי יתו שמי יתפיל הסמכו ישראל ברחמים ברוך אתו אשר
Next up, Omer Belazar, sung by cantor Moshe Stern in 1972. Moshe Stern was born in the year 1935 and is widely considered to be one of the greatest cantors of his generation. So let's hear Omer Belazar from the year 1972, sung by cantor Moshe Stern.
Zor mar rabbi hanino Tal mide chachmi Mar bi
Marsh and 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 Mars Shenemar, 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 shenemar. Shalom erav, leyoyav yisroshecha, leyel vayem mifishah.
Next up is Michtam LeDavid, sung by cantor Berla Chagi. Chagi was born in Dagda, Latvia in the year 1892. He served as cantor in Russia, South Africa, and the United States. His last position was at Temple Bethel of Borough Park, ending when he died in the year 1954. Chagi made many recordings for the Columbia Record Company. The following is one of his later recordings. So let's hear Michtam LeDavid by cantor Berla Chagi.
Michtam LeDavid Chamerei Yel Tichosis Ivo Omart LeDavid Adonai Yata Toivosi Balloreto Ikedoshi Masher Borete Yadirei kol heftivo Ire vativo sam hacherem
And that about wraps it up. Thank you for listening. It's been an hour of classic Chazanut with your host, Elchanan Bick. Stay tuned for more content.